Association Band and Orchestra Festival in our school, Center of the Arts at
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band. My name is Stephen Moore, and I'll be one of your adjudicators today. It is Saturday, April 18th, and we are at Castro Valley High School in Castro Valley. I'm hoping that my comments will be able to be used by you to maybe further understand your instrument and your music, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing your group. Good luck. Good, nice and steady. Good. Maybe a little bit more of a crescendo through 17 and 18. Good. A little bit more with the work on the crescendi through and the diminuendos, so getting louder, getting softer through this section. Just make these kind of features of these long tones. Good intonation. Good balance with percussion. Excellent. Group looks great looking around. Everyone looks great with their white shirts and black bottoms, black shoes all the way around. Looking at some really nice posture, sitting up, looking pretty attentive. Yeah, I would have probably liked a little bit more sustained sound through the penultimate bar there, just because that's a very melodic little section there, just for that one bar. And really liked your accents. Probably the biggest thing I would have liked is just a little bit more of a dynamic contrast between loud playing and soft playing, and definitely make more of the crescendos and diminuendos so that we can hear that as a feature of this piece. Very rhythmic, very fun. Really liked the balance with the percussion. Okay, what have we got next? A song for friends. Yeah, the first attack was not together. So what we want to try to do is really watch our director and make sure that his gesture that begins us is going to have a gesture beforehand. And we want to make sure that we all breathe together with him for that. And that way, it won't be da-da-da-da, but it'll be just pa, and everyone will come in right at the beginning. Beautiful piano sound, you guys. Just like thick molasses, spread those eighth notes out and make them really, really melodic. Almost like your best friend is leaving and you don't want them to go. Very nostalgic, very reticent about leaving the eighth notes and just making them very, very long and beautiful. Good. So percussion watch. That was a little bit apart right there, just a bit. Da 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 da. Yeah, so the eighth notes are just a little bit fast. So what you want to be doing is you want to be thinking about how the eighth note relates to the longer pitches around it. And so this is basically called subdividing. I'm sure your director's talked to you about this before. And you want to make sure that the eighth notes are truly half a beat and not like, you know, a little bit faster than that. Da 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 da. That was better. Good. Yep, watch there. I think I heard the triangle at the end there. Was it just symbol triangle? Oh, probably just the symbol. And I only heard the sound of the symbol right at the end. Maybe a little bit harder on the mallets for that, just so that texture can come through and be part of the last two bars there. Nice soft sounds there. Good. Just make sure that those eighth notes stay very melodic and make sure that they stay very, very full and beautiful. Pevensey Castle. So just make sure that everyone's watching him on that gesture that he makes right before everyone comes down. A little bit more push to the downbeat of six. So listen to the musical gestures to know where the phrase is moving to. Watch intonation there, flutes. Yeah, pitch is a little underneath here. again, like your first piece, I would be more interested in your crescendos and diminuendos. This will help you kind of tell the story of how the music relates to the audience. How can you tell a story to the audience that the audience is interested in listening? And we use our voice with inflection when we speak, just so that people want to listen to us. We don't speak in a monotone. But when we play, we also want to bring out our favorite pitches, bring out a pitch that is more important than perhaps the pitch right next to it. And these signals by the composer or the arranger to show us, yeah, here's a, see, now that was a nice crescendo right there. Maybe you like the word cresc instead of the symbol for the crescendo with the lines. I think this could all probably be a little softer, and that's going to allow us to really build into a bigger sound later, which I'm sure is going to happen. So the first thing that you played was fortissimo right in bar 45, but then if you look right after it, there's a decrescendo, and then the resultant dynamic at 49 is mezzo piano. And then it builds to mezzo forte by 61, so that's still a long way off from where you started. Nice percussion work back there, guys. Good. I think the rolls could be a little faster, though. Really faster, really. So make sure that the mallet heads are really close to the drum, and really making a difference between those rolls and 16th notes. Mm-hmm. And then really pushing the sound all the way to the next downbeat. That was better there. And we always want to have moving voices be heard a little bit more than static voices. So, for instance, a moving voice would be tenor sax and the first and second trombone in 101, where everyone else actually is just a static voice. Then the static voices, less, and then moving voices in 102 would be flute and trumpet. Trumpet 1 and 2. Oh, sorry, it's trombone 1 and 2 back in 101. So always be listening to voices that are going up or going down or moving against a static pitch. Nice job, you guys. Your director chose some really nice music for you to play today. Group sounds good. Looks great. Maybe just make sure that you're checking in with him a little bit more. Eyes on him. Eyes on your music. Eyes on him. Eyes on your music. Eyes on him. Eyes on your music. And be constantly checking in to see what is he up to. Really liked the way the percussion worked today. Sounded really good. You guys fill out the hall beautifully with sound. Congratulations on your performance today. And look forward to hearing you again soon.